views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jen, and welcome to the show. If you are a new listener, I want to welcome you to our family of listeners, because we have a really special listening audience, and I want to say thank you and have much gratitude to you. Some of you have been listening since I started 5 years ago in radio, and you're beautiful, and you always let me know you're out there in one way or the other, and so I want to say thank you. Now, today's one of my favorite topics. You know I love the animals. You know I do. You know about my co-host, Emmy, the Akita, which is sound asleep right now. So she does sleep through most of these shows, and every now and then we hear her pop in. But we have today an animal communicator, an intuitive life coach. You know, she's intuitive, and she's working with the animal communication, what your animals can tell you, what they know about you. So a little bit about Wendy. Her name is Wendy Vandepol. And like I said, she's an animal communicator expert, an intuitive life path coach, and an author dedicated to empowering women and really cool men. Really cool men. Oh, wow. In discovering their sacred soul promises and learning to trust their own intuition. Now, you guys know I love that topic, because I say that about when I'm working with my clients all the time. I'm very much about you tapping into your intuition. That's the most powerful thing you can do for yourself. Now, she uses her intuitive coaching process with her sacred soul promises. This is something she has designed, where she brings the energy in and the messages of your animals, past or present, to empower and support you in knowing who you are on a deeper, intimate level. She also communicates with wild animals and animal totems. Ooh, and we've had plenty of power animal and animal totem shows before. So this is a very interesting topic that will tie it all together. We do have the phone lines open for anybody that would like to call in and ask Wendy a question. If you have something you would like to know about this topic on animal communication, the number will be 98. I'm sorry. Boy, I'm getting all kinds of things going on with my words today. 800-930-2819. The number to call in, 800-930-2819. Now, Wendy holds a master's of science degree in wolf ecology and behavior. And she has run with the wild wolves in Minnesota, coyotes and foxes in her backyard. So without further ado, because we could just keep going on and on, the lady is an amazing connection between us and the animal kingdom. Let me welcome Wendy Vandepol to the show. Welcome, Wendy.
Hi, Jen. How are you today?
I am great. I've been looking forward to this topic because I love this topic. And my listeners know that I've had a lot with the animals we've talked about, with the spirit guides. I've had so many things happen. And every time I just stop and go and look for that, they really do have a message for me, whether it's a cardinal or, you know, whatever. And, you know, I have my animals, my cat. We have a 15-year-old cat. And we have Emmy, that's five. And they talk to me all the time, Wendy. They really do. So, you know, tell us a little bit about what you're doing to to just kind of, you know, you're doing animal communication. So let's start with that as a question. What exactly is that for someone that might be new to this topic?
Okay. I would love it. This is my favorite topic. I love animal communication, and I have been communicating animals since I've been a little girl. I grew up in the suburbs of New Jersey, and I would every day go out into the woods and hang out and just have conversations, and I thought that was totally normal. Mm-hmm. And it was not, and I'm having trouble with words today, too.
So I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
That's okay. I'm just like, hey, live radio is real. See, we're real human beings here.
Real. So I'll probably make up some words, folks. So
that's okay. I do that, too.
Okay, good. It's really a wonderful thing to be aware of. And basically, animal communication can present itself to all of us in many, many, many different ways. Just like when we talk about our psychic abilities, our intuitive abilities of being clairvoyant, clairsentient, it's the same thing when you communicate with an animal. Now, the process that I developed over the years is called the Sacred Soul Promise Method. And what that means is when you are communicating with an animal and you're using any type of ability that you might have, whether it be clairsentient, clairvoyant, et cetera, you connect on a very, very, very deep level. It's not all about what color your animal might want or, right. That's important. That's important, but that's the physical stuff. Mm-hmm. We want to get into looking, and here's a little key, and especially if you're clairvoyant. We want to see telepathically those pictures that our animals are sending to us, because they're sending them to us all the time, and most of the time we're not aware of it. Mm-hmm. And it can be by their behaviors. It could be by just even, feelings that you get from them. There's a whole myriad of stuff that, that can happen. It's very, very exciting. And it also happens with nature. It happens with the fairies and the entities that live, little mm-hmm. nature spirits. And it happens with our wild animals. And our animals want that so much from us. They do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that?
I've really experienced it a lot. And so the listeners that have been with me for a while would know that. And just to help connect this, my Akita and I, we have full conversations telepathically. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
And she's very clear. She's very communicating. We trust each other completely. And that's the thing that I love. If she says we're not going to go down this road the way we always do today, it doesn't feel right, I listen.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
And because I trust her, she trusts me more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they do, and they seem to have a peace of mind and they relax into the relationship more.
Right.
We're communicating with wildlife around here all the time too, but I'm in a city, but we do have it.
Right. But everybody has it.
Right. Right. I mean, yeah. But I don't know what it is. I mean, there's just a depth of the lessons that she's taught me.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she's been one of my teachers. I can say she's truly a teacher.
Right. And that's why they're here. No matter what type of animal it is, it could be the wasp that's buzzing in your ear. I had a wonderful experience with a wasp. And I'll tell you, when I see a wasp, I kind of scream and run the other way, which is kind of funny, I think. they can be pretty,
I guess we have trust issues with
wasps. With wasps. there's a sacred soul promise there. The wasps are teaching me and probably a lot of us to trust in our own strengths.
Yes.
But the the beauty of that relationship I had with that wasp, and I'd like to share this because it might help some of the listeners understand what a sacred soul promise is. And
well, hang on to that because I don't want to interrupt that. That's a good one. And we got to take a quick break.
Okay.
And
All right, great.
I do see where we have a caller on the line. So we will listen to the wasp story when we come back and start bringing in a caller here. You are listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, Wendy Vandepoel. It's all about communicating with the animals. We'll be right back after the break.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com, and get into it now.
And we are back, and welcome to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and I'm having a great conversation with my guest today, animal communicator Wendy Vandepoel. And we do see that we have a caller holding, so quickly, Wendy, we're going to bring that caller on after the wasp story, so hang on there, caller. So you were getting ready to tell us about a great story about the wasp.
Yes.
Okay.
I am. And but before that, so our listeners aren't confused, I just want to quickly say what a sacred soul promise is. Mm-hmm. And it's basically what happens, and I'm going to do this really quick, but before we're born, we kind of scream out to the universe or ask nicely, however, and say, help, universe, I need help with these issues. Who can come forward? And that's when all our animals come forward. That's when all the people in our lives come forward. That's when all the events come forward to help us. And in turn, we help them. It's not about karma. Karma is very different. But these are promises that we make on an energetic level and on a soul level to become better human beings on this planet. So mm-hmm. those can be things like fear, anxiety, issues with money and love, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Oh, this is good.
Yeah. So I want to just preface that because this is my WASP story.
Okay.
I'm also a competitive dancer. So I compete gold level, international level dance.
Oh.
Yeah. And I just love that. That's my kind of my another spiritual connection I have. And I was going to practice. And the place that I practice was in this beautiful gym, elementary school gym, which is decorated with all the wonderful kid art and just a very whimsical place. So I'm practicing cha-cha, and all of a sudden I hear that all familiar buzz,
mm-hmm.
you know, that deep vibrational buzz that the WASPs have. And I was like, oh, no. And, you know, I love wildlife, but there's something very primal that happens to me when a wasp comes buzzing into my territory.
right.
Mm-hmm. So what I did, because I love to dance and this wasp was hanging out with me, I said, oh, all right, duh, sacred soul promise. What is the promise? Why is this wasp so intent on flying around me? I mean, it has a huge gym. Mm-hmm. It can go up to the ceiling. Why? So I just, instead of going panicky, I let that familiar breeze that we all have probably felt when those wasps come by
mm-hmm.
and I hum in the ear, and I just let that happen. And I took a deep breath and I said, okay, universe, let me silently scream. Don't scream out loud. Let me first silently scream so I can get that out of the way. I understand that my primal response is to run, but I'm going to stand here and start communicating with this wasp in a whole different way.
That's awesome. You felt the fear and did it anyway. That's awesome.
So I kept going. I was practicing my cha-cha, as I said, and the wasp wasn't trying to attack me, but it was flying. Actually, we created a dance. So when my arm went up, the wasp stayed a very respectful distance from my arm. And when my arm came down, it did the same thing. It was just following me through space.
Hmm.
And I'm like, whoa, this is really trippy and really cool.
Mm-hmm. And it never did. It didn't hurt you at all.
No, it didn't hurt me. Didn't mm-hmm. want to. It just hovered. It hovered around me. And it was mostly around my left hand and stayed there. And then I let it introduce itself to me telepathically.
Mm-hmm.
And it was starting to download information, but I wasn't quite getting it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it started to fly towards a door on the opposite side of the room, so I followed it. I opened the door, and the wasp flew out. And as we were going across the floor, it was actually creating its own dance across the room. I wasn't dancing at this point. It didn't zigzag, it didn't dart, it didn't fly with vengeance. It just sailed, like, really softly and created beautiful shapes across the room. It was really incredible, a very incredible experience.
Amazing.
I have this a lot. I've had it with wolves, I've had it with coyotes, I've had it with foxes, I've had it with almost every single wild animal out there.
Mm-hmm. Because they're picking something up in your field mm-hmm, of energy, mm-hmm. and you're a... you know, you're expanding to, you know, learn more and connect more. And it is that connection with all of life.
Exactly.
And I think they feel that because, you know, cats are the obvious that we all see.
Yes.
You know, cats just know, man. Mm-hmm. People are going to be more familiar with a cat because, you know, people have cats. It's domestic. But you know how they'll just go to those certain people, or they'll know something's not quite right with that person, and they'll sit on their lap, things like that. That's phenomenal. Now, we have Tina. We have a Tina from Nevada on the line. You ready to take a caller?
Sure.
Okay, let's see what Tina has to say. Tina, welcome to the Jen Royster Show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jen. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Wendy. How are you both doing today?
We're great, Tina.
Great.
Do you have a question for Wendy?
Now after this wasp sharing, it brings up another situation I had when I was in Bali. I too have an Akita, and I have a cat, and so we've just made a move to Nevada, and so they're having a very difficult time settling in. So I was curious on what might come through on that. But interesting enough, I'm sorry, but this wasp story, it raises a huge question that jumps ahead of all of the other questions I had, and that is, while I was there, I was attacked by a very, very large bee. And I was in my hut, and I had been out on the deck with my crystals, and I was meditating and sitting there enjoying things, and this bee came up, huge, probably the size of a half dollar. And I'm very, very frightened of bees, have been my whole life. I've been stung a number of times. But this was the most unusual situation in the sense that I felt completely threatened. And I got up and I went to shut the doors. The bee slammed against the window several times trying to get in. And I immediately knew that that bee was going to follow me into that hut. And behind me were the doors to the Zen bathroom that had opening in the bathroom. In other words, the window was completely open. And I immediately flung around and went to that bathroom and shut that door. And that bee had gone around the hut to the backside.
Oh, my
came
goodness.
In and tried to get at me.
Ooh, it Wendy? Okay.
Wow. That's incredible.
That's an aggressive bee. What do you think that's
a very aggressive bee. What I was picking up with, Tina, is that we're in a meditative state at the first meeting. And what I'm picking up energetically is that you are working through some fear in your own life at that point. And the bee picked up on that and reacted to that. We're not saying that this is your fault, okay? Yeah. It's not about that. But
was it playing devil's advocate? Is that what you mean?
It's like time. It's almost like a validation. As weird as that sounds, it's like, okay, you're dealing with fear. I'm going to show you that you're on the right track by showing it to you this way. That's the energy that I'm picking up from that.
That's nuts.
I know. That's the crazy thing about this. When you're dealing with animal communication on a soul level, not on a physical level, but when you go down to the soul level, there's some really crazy things that our animals can show us.
And it's really, I hear what Wendy's saying, because that is the real deal, man. Because, what do we do as humans? We're so polite. And a lot of times we don't bring that to the surface. And I mean, we're talking, they just go straight to the.
Right.
They do.
And then what happens is that if we don't get it, they're going to escalate it. So say you have a horse. Let's use the anxiety. You own a horse. You have a lot of anxiety. The horse is trying to be all cuddly with you. You still have anxiety. So then the horse starts kicking its stall. You're still not dealing with your anxiety. Then the horse starts cribbing, which you don't like, because that's when they're eating the fence or eating wood. and you're still not getting your anxiety. Then one day you go, oh, I have a lot of anxiety. I'm seeing this in my horse. You know, why is my horse doing this? I'm going to call an animal communicator, you know, and that's what's revealed. And then a lot of times, if you catch those behaviors soon enough, they go away. Because
wow.
These are little signs that they're giving us. These are the gifts that they give us to become better human beings every single day.
Absolutely. And
right.
With that, we have to take a quick break. And Tina, that's a great story.
That's incredible.
It sounds to me like, you know, it was truly, really needing to get your attention, that the message had come several times before, and it really wanted your attention is what I got. And on that note, thank you, Tina, for calling in. We have to go to quick break. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, animal communicator Wendy Vandepoel. We'll be right back in a flash.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Awesome. Great music, Brian. Thank you for those choices. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen, the Jen Royster Show, and my guest today is animal communicator, intuitive life coach, Wendy Vandepoel. And she's been talking about how her sacred soul promised that she's designed and works with the animals and what they're communicating to you and how that can really help you, you know, on your soul journey. So it's really amazing. And Wendy, with that, I'd like to address the spirit or totem animals, because a lot of people, you know, I have animals, but I also see a lot of that. I mean, people that watch what I'm doing out there or follow, you know, they've seen where I've had the white horse. That's why that's my icon for my show. I had that come in back in 2011. But then a month ago, and the people saw that with my article that I wrote, I had white wolf come in. Now, I'm bringing that up because these people have been following that, watching and listening to those stories. And a lot of people would get something like that. Like, it's the animal totem or a power animal, spirit guide animal. What's going on, and how does Sacred Soul Promise work with that?
Okay. That is a great question, Jen. And oftentimes it comes up in many of my, with my work with my clients, because as we get deeper and deeper into experiencing nature and animals on an energetic level and listening and seeing their messages, the bigger guys start coming out, so to speak. So, you know, your dream state opens up, your visions, your meditative visions open up to then start bringing you your totems and your spirit, animal spirit guides. I mean, you can have a whole, you know, group of animals that follow you every single day and that you can connect in with every single day so that you don't feel alone in life.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I feel that all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I love that you're a white wolf, because
That was a new one. It took me by surprise.
Yeah.
It was not a dream. It was a vision.
Yeah.
And it was standing in complete, I knew it was telling me about, I'm going to just follow me. I'm going to light the path in the dark.
Yeah.
Because I'm one of those seers in the dark. But yeah, it was phenomenal. I felt so honored to see it. I felt so excited and so honored, not afraid.
Yeah.
And I found myself not being afraid to follow this in complete blackness.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
So I don't know if that's what I was getting from it, but I was just sharing that so the people that read the story would know what we were talking about. But, you know, white wolf, from what I understand, if they came in different colors, that meant something. Is that correct? Or I'm asking?
Oh, you're asking me. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. The work I do with totem animals is individualized. So with the Sacred Soul Promises, you can't say like a white wolf means this for me, and it means the same thing for you.
That's true.
Okay.
That makes sense.
You know, even though I love, you know, animal cards and all of that, and I think they're wonderful, wonderful tools. And I'm not saying that I'm right and they're wrong, but the way I work is so different. So for what I, like my connection with wolves and white wolves and seeing them in my visions, as well as when I used to actually touch them, is so different from yours, Jen. So, you know, and so like your answer to your question, like, okay, they can come in different colors. Definitely. All our totem animals can come through. I mean, you could have an owl come in and it might be purple with green and red. But the way I see that through working with my spirit team is that is one, energy. Okay, that's kind of the obvious. That's the energy they're presenting themselves into. But let's look at each and every one of those colors and connect in with the spirit team of you, because we're talking about your wife, Wolf. We connect in with your spirit team and find out, why did they present you with a white wolf?
Yes.
What is special? What is the connection between that whiteness and a wolf and one of your sacred soul promises that they want to teach you? What is that lesson in life? And you said it, not to have fear when going into darkness, to go do it. You weren't afraid. You did.
And that was, I think, the most exciting part. So, yes, that was a good example to share what your sacred soul promise. I didn't even realize that. I was thinking, wow. You know, because I just felt like so excited and so I didn't even have the hesitation where back in the past and other times where I've overcome my own fears. Yeah, it probably would have been big, you know, yeah. I would have analyzed it to death or something like that. Now, that's incredible. And we do have another caller, Wendy.
Okay, great.
We do. We have Ron from Seattle. Hello, Ron from Seattle. Welcome to the Jen Royster Show. You're on the air. Hello, Ron.
Chris. Hello.
Hi. Hi there. Hi there, Ron from Seattle. This is Jen. Do you have a question for Wendy?
Yes, I have a crimson-breasted conure, and every time I try anything, he bites me all the time.
Okay. And how old is he?
I'm trying to figure out what's... He's was born in July.
Okay. Oh, so he's still a baby.
His name is Rico. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. First off, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your first name.
Ron.
Ron. Hi, Ron. Okay, Ron, first off, you picked the breed, conures behaviorally wise, they do like to bite. They have that kind of hardwired in there. So, but besides that, why did you pick that? So let me just connect in and see what I can see.
All right.
Okay. All right. What I'm seeing is that, and this is more on the physical level, and also on a little bit on the health level. I'm seeing that there's something in his food that quite is not making. It's almost like he's nipping because he's a little undernourished. And it's not something that you're doing. There's something, you know, you're feeding him enough and all that. But it's the food that he's getting. And I'm seeing that he needs more green food in his diet.
Green food in his diet.
Yeah, so that means, you know, the green leafies. I'm actually seeing sprouts, green, like pea sprouts.
Hmm. Okay. So I'm jumping in for a second because that's interesting. It sounds like you're saying that he's being a little bit more... You know, assertive. I wouldn't call it aggressive because it almost feels like when cats bite you, they love you. It's like love bites.
Yeah.
But it's like, please listen to me. And like trying to tell you that he needed more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'm not.
Okay. So green.
Right. Yeah. In this short period of time, you know, a sacred soul promise here. I'm just seeing right now, because he is young, he's, you know, still a baby. Is that he needs to get some more nourishment in him.
Okay, so I'll look for green sprouts.
And that will help. I'm seeing that will help, for sure.
Leafy vegetables or something like that.
Yeah.
What about the kisses?
Can you see anything going on with his feet?
I do see, like, internally, I see a weakness.
Okay. Okay, because of the sprouts.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, is that he needs to have, you know, live food. You know, not living food, you know. Vegetables. Not tongue.
Well, not like your finger, Ron.
Not your
that's
finger.
That's live food. Right.
Right.
Just kidding.
And move around. And I also see that he doesn't like fast movement, motion.
Oh, okay.
And so fast motion really it startles him, and because his nervous system is a little on the high wired side.
Okay.
Highly sensitive. And you know, we're getting ready to go to break, and just quickly, Ron, you know what's amazing is, and always remember, you know, we all have that innate ability to self-heal. So if he's given the right nutrition or balancing it and just looking into it a little bit more, a lot of things are going to heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's what I'm picking up from Wendy. Is that correct, Wendy?
Yes.
That's
mm-hmm.
what I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. Ron, thank you for calling in. That was interesting. And
thank you.
What is the name of your conure? Did you name him?
Rico.
Rico. Okay. Sending some big love to Rico.
Yeah. Big time. Big time.
Oh, thank you.
Big time. All right.
Yeah. That's
thank you.
That's an interesting one. Thank you, Ron, for calling in. Wow. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of these kind of behavior. I mean, it's that conures tend to be nippy, but when I definitely getting from Rico is that he needed light inside his body, you know, healthy light and live, you know, vegetables kind of thing.
You know, I guess if you know, the way I'm processing that, we process things as humans because that's what we are.
But, you know,
when you are hungry, sometimes you know how you can just feel like, oh, and you get aggressive.
You want to fight.
Or you have a craving or your body's asking for something, right? Because I eat intuitively. So it's like, okay, you need to drink coconut milk today, you know, and that's what I'll do. And the next day it might be, okay, it's time for something else. But my body is pretty healthy because I do that.
Yes.
It was not before when I had to learn all this because I wasn't raised in that. It was raised in the old way of eating. So, that's interesting. So I would imagine that all life forms would have some sort of way of, okay, I got to do something about this.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And that's what you picked up on, I think.
Right.
That's amazing. Well, we're going to take a short break. Wow. When we come back, Wendy, we want to learn all about where people can learn about your program and where they can find you. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, animal communicator Wendy Vanderpool. We'll be right back after the break.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
And we are back. Wow, we're going fast today. We are in our last segment for the show. So If you're just tuning in, this was a great show and very interesting with a couple of callers calling in about what they've experienced with animals. So be sure to go grab the archive if you missed the first part of this show. Over on TransformationTalkRadio.com under my show page archives, I also have links on my website at JenRoyster.com. That's JenRoyster.com on the post for this show today. Now, my guest is animal communicator Wendy Vandepol. And Wendy, let's talk about your Sacred Soul Promise. This is a program that you've developed. Is that right?
Yeah.
And where they can find you and things like that.
Okay. I have a few programs, which I'm very excited about. But what people can do, they can go to my website, wendyvandepol.com. And that's, you can probably find, is my link on your site?
Yes, it is, because that's a long name there.
It's a long name, and it's hard to pronounce. It's hard to spell. So
yes.
I would suggest going to Jen's website and then click over to mine. But I have a wonderful gift that describes what the Sacred Soul Promise Method is, and it's 4 audios with PDFs included, and then there's also a bonus.
Mm.
Yeah, and I have some great programs coming up that I'm so excited about that also have the Sacred Soul Promise Method woven into it. One of them is called Love Letters, and it's transforming grief to joy after your pet dies. Two months ago, I lost my dearest partner, and she was a 12-year-old Samoyed. You can see her picture on my website. But she taught me a lot, and I've been working with grief support, intuitive grief support, for many, 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 many years. So I have a program coming up on how to transform your grief to joy. And then the other thing that I'm really, really excited about, too, is that I have a training program. So that's coming up at the end of January, and you can find out all the information about that on my website as well.
Ah,
yeah.
And the training program is in animal communication?
It's in animal communication. The first part is level 1 and 2, and that is on the physical level. And it's more than just animal communication. Jen, it's all about balancing. One thing to communicate with animals, it's very important to balance energy, because animals really don't want to talk with us if we're all kind of crazy, wonky, and off the charts. So I also work with people to help them balance their energy. So that's part of it. So level 1 and 2 is for fun. It's not to become an animal communicator. It's to increase your bond with your animal. And then I have a premier training certification program that for people that want to become professional animal communicators.
Oh, wow. Oh, she's got a little bit of everything. You guys need to definitely check that out.
Yeah.
I do have the links up on the show page. It's right there where you can click straight through to her. It's Wendy Vandepol. It's WendyVandepoll.com. So there you go.
Yes.
it is easier to just click through.
It is.
But yes. Well, it's a fascinating topic. I'll never get tired of this topic. I love this topic.
Oh, I do too.
I mean, I do.
So
I love it.
Much fun.
I love it. And there's so many things. And when you were sharing about the communication and, actually truly communicating, there's a lot of respect and trust that I've learned, like I was sharing earlier. There's a lot of respect and trust that goes in that.
Yes.
And learning, everybody's got to put the fear aside.
Yes.
To gain trust, because if you're afraid of something, you're not trusting it.
Exactly.
And the other thing that I was thinking about while you were speaking a minute ago, which I wanted to share, is my experience, Wendy, is that they've been very matter of fact. I mean, Akitas, if you know Akitas, they're very wolf-like anyway.
Yes, they are. Yes,
And they are very matter of fact. I mean, she will just look at me, if I'm, being expressive about something, and I do. I'm like a kid when I get excited about something, and she'll just kind of look at me like, okay, are you done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I would like to do this. And I mean, she just waits for all of that to settle.
Yeah.
Yeah. She seems to have a tolerance for my human behavior.
Yeah.
Let me put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true. And, you know, because you're committed to listening to her and, you know, you have that mutual respect with her, you know, your relationship with her is amazing and incredible. And it goes beyond, you know, just having, you know, a dog in the house or a cat in the house.
It really does.
Yeah,
it really, really does.
Yeah.
And, you know, the caller we had before, I mean, they had a cat and an Akita as well. And they're minor best friends. They're fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, if you read all the books on Akitas, it's like, no, don't put a cat with an Akita. You'll have a dead cat. No.
Right.
No, they had to learn respect, too.
Exactly.
But, you know, there's a lot to it, Wendy. And, I've always had that connection as a child, and I know that you obviously had, too. And just walking out in nature will connect you, like you were speaking about with the fairies that watch over nature.
Yes.
But they can be mischievous, too, if you don't if you don't respect nature. They'll mess with you a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. definitely. Those little trolls that live in the moss.
I there's people that don't respect it at times, or they don't understand. And you know, just walking through my neighborhood, they don't understand why they are always the one that seems to step in the dog poo that didn't get picked up. And
right,
I could swear that those poo piles move.
I think you're right.
And it's like, why do I always have it on my shoe? And I'm like, they can be, they're having a good laugh somewhere about it.
Right, you know? Right. Exactly.
They're having a good laugh about it, because that's just the way it can be, you know?
Uh-huh,
I mean,
uh-huh.
It just kind of reflects back. But animals can reflect a lot of things back to yourself that you might be avoiding.
Exactly. And they're here because they want us to, they're a gift to us.
They are.
All the
very
animals
much.
Are. And they just want us to be, and they're going to do everything they can to help us be better human beings. I mean, they're, you know, it's like, it's just, I love it. I just love how they're really coming forward more now. You know, all this, all our wonderful spiritual connection stuff, it's not new. I mean, we've been working on this for years. I mean, you look at the 60s and the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we have a paradigm that's changing.
It is changing.
And our animals have really stepped up.
I think they're excited about it.
They're very excited about it.
And they're like, oh, they're gonna be able to hear us better. They're going to be able to understand better.
Yes.
And I think that they're very excited, and they're walking this path with us in the huge change
uh-huh,
that's happening.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And they're just so excited about this opportunity.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's partly because we are evolving as humans.
We are.
And the timing is right now.
It's absolutely. And I say we can manifest this into a wonderful future. Wendy, I want to say thank you so much for being with us today. It was my pleasure to share your work and your expertise with the listeners, because I've enjoyed it so much as well. And everyone, quickly go to my website or transformationtalkradio.com show page, jenroyster.com. We have the links for Wendy's site there. It's wendyvanderpool.com. Giveaways, wonderful things on her programs. And as always, I want to say thank you, Wendy. Thank you, listeners. I wish you much love and happiness and communication with your animals. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Call
called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week.
Think of a decision you made today. It might seem simple, but imagine what could have happened had you chosen something else. Who might you have met? What might you have seen? What might have happened?
Know that this version of you exists. All of those things actually did happen to a version of you. Now think about an idealized version of you, happy and content. Ask them what decisions and choices they made to manifest the life they're living. Journal their answers Here's a secret. The path to them is illuminated by your imagination. Your imagination is not a make-believe machine or an escapism device.
It is used for creating reality. Learn more or schedule a session by visiting GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com and call 206-420-8660.